Morning, love. How did you sleep? Good. You needed a nice rest. Plus, now we can share all of them wonderful cuddles. You feel so good. Me? Yeah, I slept pretty well. Actually, you want to know a secret? I had a dream about you last night. Yes, it was a good dream. I'd even dare to say it was a great dream. Because it was a sexy dream. Do you want to hear about it? I promise that it's fine if you don't. Oh, you do? Okay. Well, we were back on that train platform. You know, that one we met on. You remember, right? I know, of course you do. We both missed our trains because we got so busy talking. Good thing that neither of us were going anywhere important. Anyway, in the dream, right, I saw you on the other side of the platform. For whatever reason, you were wearing this beautiful satin red gown. You look so stunning. Then, I looked down, and I saw that I were wearing a brand new tuxedo. You know, like that one I rented for your cousin's wedding. Except this one were much fancier. Anyhow, I tried to call out to you, but you couldn't hear through the crowd. So I started to walk towards you and called out again. But you still didn't seem to hear me. Then, I saw that you were about to board a train, so I ran for it to catch up with you. I yelled out your name, but you still didn't notice. So I ran even faster so I could get to you. Just as train doors were about to close, I were able to grab your arm. And you looked at me and smiled. You laughed as I dragged you away from the train, like it were all one big game. Then you kissed me as train pulled away from the station. And all people around us disappeared. And it was just us, alone on platform, kissing like we never kissed before. I pulled you closer, so I could get even more lost in your lips. And you stood on your tiptoes so as you could cradle me neck. I told you as you looked beautiful, and for once you didn't deny it, but I still kiss you again to show how much I meant it. And you smiled back at me. You looked right happy, but it was so infectious. So I twirled you round in my arms to show you how wonderful you made me feel. You held on tight, but I knew as you wouldn't fall. I'd never let you fall, even in my dreams. Once I set you back down, a slow waltz started for play, even though there were no bugger around. And you looked at me with this mischievous glint in your eye. I knew you wanted to dance, but I were afraid that I'd just step on your feet. But you kept pushing, and eventually I caved. And we danced all up and down train platform, and to my amazement, I were graceful. Even though I'd never waltzed before, I were able to lead you through every step. And the way your body turned, it were like magic. So we danced till your feet got sore. Then I led you to a bench to take off your heels. Just as you slid them off your feet, a train suddenly approached, and conductor stepped out and explained it were meant for us. You tried to head for a train door, but I refused to let you walk in bare feet. So I scooped you up in my arms and carried you right onto the train before you could protest. When we got inside, to our surprise, we found that the interior had been done up like a nice hotel room. We had our own private car with a big comfy bed, a couple of nightstands, and a nice day couch. There were even an hot tub in the corner. It were way swankier than anything we could have been able to afford. You didn't seem to mind, though. The second I put you down, you rushed over to the bed and jumped on it so as you could look out at the window. You looked so adorable lying there and watching as we passed field after field. I couldn't help but stop and stare at you for a few seconds. I didn't tell you, but I thought you were a much better sight than whatever were out at the window. Once you started to get tired, I grabbed you from behind and rolled you up in my arms. And you laughed and you squirmed. so I held you tighter. And when you stopped giggling, I pinned you down on the bed and gave you a right deep kiss. Then you sighed, and I asked you if you wanted more. You nodded, and I started kissing all down your body. I watched you squirm as I teased your neck and your ears. But I didn't dare stop, because I just loved teasing you so much. And you gasped and you moaned, and I moved on to kissing your chest. Then you quietly slid out of your dress so I could play with your nipples. I kissed them until they were nice and hard. And you moan and you push me head down. I didn't need to be told twice. I planted kisses all down your side and along your hips. Then I started kissing your thighs. I wanted to tease you for a few moments longer. After all, you seemed to be enjoying every minute of it. I could tell as each kiss were making you wetter and wetter. Finally, I slid off your panties and put my mouth on your pussy. I made sure to kiss every inch of it as I listened to your moan with delight. Then I started for it lick slowly, up and down, I couldn't get enough, you tasted so sweet. As you squirmed, I started to focus more on your clit. I flick it back and forth with my tongue, and you wrap your legs around my body to pull me in closer, and I started licking faster and harder. I wanted so badly to please you. I knew that you wanted it too. So I held your body down so as you couldn't escape any of the pleasures that I wanted to give you. I knew that I was close when your body began to tremble. But I didn't let up. I kept licking your beautiful pussy as you bit your lip to keep from screaming. I knew as each flick of my tongue brought you closer and closer. Then you finally gave in to it. You let out this amazing gasp of sheer ecstasy as your body writhed with passion. I vowed as you looked absolutely beautiful, and I didn't want the moment to end. I was just so thrilled to make you happy. When you finally couldn't come anymore, I crawled back up and gave you a long kiss as I watched you relax in my arms. You asked me as if I wanted to do anything more, but I shook my head. I could tell you that you were tired. And as I've tried to tell you countless times, sometimes it's nice to just have nights where we just focus on your pleasure. Besides, I couldn't think of what else I wanted more in the world at that moment than for it just cuddle up next to you and watch them clouds go by. So I did. Until I woke up. And now, I get to do the same thing with you in real life. And you know what? It's still the most beautiful thing in the world.